Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Interesting answer, I thought, from Craig Breslow about Alex Cora. Is Alex on board? Oh, yeah, big
Every
time.
Every step of the way.
Keep him in the loop, big time. No better manager.
We have a lot of correspondence.
For this team.
Yep.
Now that Devers is gone. So I think good move by Breslow. These two don't get along. They're not aligned whatsoever. But Breslow's not letting Cora off the hook. Like, nope. Well, I don't know if Cora really wanted to do it. Like, no.
Yeah, he did.
Alex knew about it. He wanted to do it. He's happy it's done. Great manager for this spot. Like, good job, Breslow.
He can tweet out gracias all he wants, but he was on
thank
board.
Yeah. Cora's going to take all these little shots at you.
Yeah.
And he's going to show you up with Roman Anthony working out in the outfield. Like, look, this is what I got. He's going to do all this passive aggressive crap. Go right back at him.
Right now, who does John Henry like more?
Breslow.
Breslow or Cora? Breslow. Definitely Breslow. Breslow did what he wanted him to do. Cora could not.
The only reason.
Henry was like, hey, Cora, can you get him to play first? And Cora's like, no.
The only reason.
No, I can't.
The only reason Cora's here is because they just paid him.
Yeah.
If Cora had a year left on his deal or something like
At one point,
he's fired a month ago.
At one point, I think Henry loved Cora and you know, Werner and Kennedy, all those guys. Like, I think they were obsessed with Cora. You know, winning the World Series in 18 goes a long way, but they stuck by him. They brought him right back after he got suspended by baseball. Like, they loved this guy. But I don't know, like, these last place finishes and missing the playoffs, that's going to have its toll as well.
And the Devers thing.
I mean, the Devers thing is pretty bad.
The way Cora handled the whole Devers back and forth was a joke.
They botched it.
Honestly, if he didn't have a contract, that's fireable regardless of what the team's doing record-wise.
Cora would have a little bit more of a defense if Breslow was the one pushing for Bregman. And Cora was like, this is going to create a problem. No. It was the other way around. Cora was like, we need Bregman. And Breslow's like, I don't think so.
And yet somehow Breslow's the bad guy and Devers is mine. Even though Cora's the one that wanted Bregman. So Cora's a weasel when it comes to stuff like this.
Yeah.
And good job, Craig.
Here you go, Craig.
Drop this in Cora's lap. No.
Yep.
He's on board. He wanted to do it. He can pretend he didn't want to do it all he wants. But guess what? Nope. He was on board. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937.
Also, yes? You can hear from Alex Cora today.
Oh, good call, yes.
On WEEI afternoons, 5:30.
Okay.
Local time.
Local time.
So it's 2:30 Cora time out in Seattle, 5:30 local time.
And I want to emphasize, he's scheduled for that interview.
Fair. He has not always hit his mark.
He's ducked out of some of these, but he is scheduled for 5:30 WEEI afternoons. Make sure you catch it.
I have some other good news for you.
Oh, good.
So last night, I don't know if everybody stayed up.
Isn't it the same time as the Devers press conference?
Ooh, it might be. 2:30 Pacific
time.
Good point. Dueling pressers.
Wow.
I'd listen to Cora and then catch up on Devers.
I would for sure listen to Cora
after
first.
The fact. I know what you're going to say, though, Keith. Keith said this to me off the air.
I like this, guys.
This blew my mind. I legitimately did not know this.
Hopefully everybody's seated, and if you're driving, two hands on the wheel here. You don't want to jerk it off the road. The car, I mean.
Jeff Toobin.
You may have missed this. Last night, deep into the night, so at 12:15 or so, the game came to a close. They defeated the Seattle Mariners. 2-0 was the game. Great game.
So I knew that.
The Red Sox now are in the playoffs. They are the third wild card team. They are a playoff team as of right now.
They've been so bad and so far away from the playoff line, I hadn't even bothered to look at the standings.
Yeah.
They woke up today, in the first day without Devers, they won.
In the playoffs.
Roman Anthony hit third, hit a home run. And they woke up today in the playoffs.
Yeah, they were, I think they were a half game behind Seattle.
That's
funny
how that
works. Boom.
That's crazy how that works out. Wow.
As of right now, there would be four AL East teams in the playoffs.
Hmm.
So they're right there. They're a half game up on the Mariners and the Twins. They're a game up on the Rangers and the Guardians. So it's crowded. But as of today, they are the third wild card team.
Real quick, that Anthony home run.
Awesome.
Pretty sweet.
Awesome.
Pretty sweet. I let the dog out right as that was happening.
You missed it?
Well, I saw the replay.
Smoked
it. I came back in. I was like, crap, I just missed that thing.
And he was doing their little hit celebration as he was rounding the bases.
I like that. I do like that.
This guy gets it.
He is hitting third, which, you know, you don't want to put too much pressure on the kid.
Breslow.
But go right ahead and hit third.
I think it was 2 weeks ago when he was doing the front office report with Greg and them, and they were like, "How, you know, where's Roman Anthony?" And he's like, well, you know, like, we call him up now, like, kind of a lot of pressure on him. It's like, or you trade your best hitter, and then you bring this guy up, and you have him hit third, and you have Meyer hitting fifth. No pressure there. Like, hey, guys, we got rid of Devers. Bregman's still hurt. So we're going to need you guys to carry the entire offense. Yeah, no pressure there.
No, not too much on you guys. You're not the face of the franchise now or anything like that.
Yeah.
But whatever. I think these kids can handle it, which maybe is crazy because they're all hitting 225 or below.
They're not hitting
Campbell,
well.
Campbell, Roman Anthony's, I think, now hitting 100.
Campbell, dude, Campbell's a waste at
Campbell
DH.
Has the best average out of all of them.
I know.
Campbell's got the highest average out of all three. He feels like the worst.
Yeah, but Meyer has a double dong game.
Yeah.
Once you have a double dong game, you're doing all right.
You've graduated.
No, Meyer's hitting 208. Anthony's hitting 095.
Okay, so not even 100. And Campbell's at 225, isn't
Christian Campbell's 227.
Oh!
Yeah, it's gone. Yep.
Nice. The only one hitting above his weight, probably?
Definitely. Oh, no, Meyer, you think Meyer's 208? Are you kind of a hoss?
Oh, Meyer's 208. His hands are 208.
Oh, Meyer's got big mitts. Yeah, he's listed at 188.
Oh.
That might have been before camp.
Yeah.
So he's right around his weight.
He's around his weight.
Anthony's not even hitting his sister's weight. And then you have Christian Campbell, who's 227.
Yeah, Campbell's crushing it.
Yeah.
From that standpoint.
Roman Anthony, that was a stinger last night. That might have unlocked him, I think.
Well,
I think he's unlocked.
I mean, the rest of the game would the rest of the game would disagree with it. But yeah, no, that first at bat was good.
Yeah, but you don't want to like get greedy. You like hit the home run.
Yeah, your night's over.
Yeah, your night's over.
We got enough offense. We got Giolito on the mound.
Giolito's
we got enough offense.
Fucking gas on the mound right now. Punching guys out left and right. Find out in Grab Bag if he was one of the best baseball performers from last night.
Oh.
Giolito?
Yeah, long tease.
Tune in to find out.
617-779-7937. Let's get to some thoughts here before we get into the Red Sox and their culture. George is in Warwick. Go ahead, George.
Hey, Adam, I'm with you. I think that Jordan Hicks was a bit of an offset to salary. His performance hasn't been great. Nope. He signed a four-year deal as a starting pitcher, which is where he wanted to be. And they moved him. The Giants moved him to the bullpen very recently. And unlike Devers, at least Jordan Hicks said, this isn't where I want to be, but I'll do what I can do here in this new role. So he's coming over here not really thrilled with being in the bullpen, but where's he going to go? How's he going to fit? What are they going to do here?
Bullpen. Breslin made it pretty clear last night. Yeah. Bullpen. He's going to be the, I don't know, sixth inning guy.
Okay, and if he refuses, then he's an a-hole too.
Yeah,
but something tells me, I bet he's going to move.
He also
and
was
I bet
never
he'll do
a starter
it.
Before last year.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing.
Bullpen arm, fine. He's irrelevant to the deal. To me, it's almost all Harrison. If one of these high A prospects hit, fine.
Tibbs the third.
Bayo the second.
Second
Bayo.
Another Bayo.
Yeah.
Another
Bayo.
Quick update. Alex Cora is going to join the afternoon show 5:15. 5:15.
No more dueling press conferences.
No, so set your alarm a little earlier. 5:15.
I want to emphasize he's scheduled at that point in time. Jay is in South Boston. Hello, Jay.
Jay?
Morning. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Jay.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the topic. I just have this two things quickly to say. One, can't believe anything coming out of Craig Breslow's mouth. He's a complete liar, complete dink. You come here, you're saying...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
In that, you know, Cora's doing a great job covering or managing the personalities. You're making it seem like, you know, everything's hashed out. And then to do this is a complete salary dump. And I want you guys to go to Fenway, pay the prices you got to pay for the tickets, pay for the food, and sit here and ask, do we really deserve a salary dump? The amount of money that's being spent to even attend one of these games is disrespectful to the fans. As well as the franchise.
Yeah, so I get that. Shaughnessy wrote about this yesterday. He's right.
Yeah.
It's a salary dump, and they're asking you to pay all this money and, you know, show up and do it. I mean, fans do, whether you're a Red Sox fan, whether you're an out-of-town fan. They're making money hand over fist over there, which, is completely and totally disgusting the way they keep dumping these contracts.
Guardians are doing $2 beer nights.
So,
$2 a cold, ice cold beer.
You want high vibes.
Holy mackerel.
That's how you get the vibes.
All you can eat buffet? Jones. This is living. I was like, this can't be the same world.
So, no, I mean, they should have eaten more of the salary to get a better return.
Yeah,
I agree with that. That doesn't change the fact I wanted Devers the hell out of here. And I think the team, and I didn't realize they woke up today in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think the team is better off, not on paper,
yeah,
without Devers. Like, you got to replace those numbers. I get it. But you're also going to have a more harmonious situation. And I do think if you can get something out of Anthony and Meyer, maybe last night was just the tip of the iceberg.
You hit a dinger.
Campbell as well.
Yep.
I do think you can start to replicate some of that production.
So this doesn't help.
And be a team that's better off for it.
In the immediacy of the trade, this doesn't help. If you're not going to swallow some of the salary and get better prospects in return, you have to reinvest that money. And I think a lot of fans, rightfully so, are concerned about that.
They should be.
But if they go out and trade for... Now, this is tough. Like, is there going to be a trade and then a new contract, or do you have to wait until free agency? That's sort of the deadline for me to sort of say just how bad the return was on Devers. If you trade right now for Kyle Tucker, my guy, and you give him a big extension, great. I love the deal even more. If you wait till the offseason, throw a ton of money at Pete Alonso, bring him in, he's your right-handed hitting first baseman for a long time, throw a lot of money his way, great. You did a good job. If you do nothing to increase salary this season, like meaning between now and the deadline, and you have a quiet, we were interested in free agency, then the return looks way worse.
Not going to play.
Yeah, yeah,
not going to play at all. So that's fair. I just think in the meantime, it's fair to rip them and question if they're going to spend the money. And if they spend the money, I'll give them credit.
Yeah, right.
But I'm not holding my breath they're landing Kyle Tucker.
No,
I'm not holding my breath
not.
They're getting Pete Alonso, although that one feels more realistic.
Yeah.
But I don't. If they do, credit to them.
Yeah.
But I don't believe they're going to be doing that.
Yeah, because if the plan really was Vlad Guerrero, that's unbelievable. But that's out the window. The Blue Jays just gave him $500 million. So they need to come up with something else. And it can't be the next Adam Duvall, next Justin Turner. Like, you need to find a guy, identify a player, and put some real resources into it.
So I was surprised watching the Zoom last night. Not as surprised
by what?
As some of the backgrounds that I saw from some of the beat reporters,
yep,
as the Twitch chat said, putting on their most crumpled up polo to dress up.
It's a, yeah.
Well, it was 8 o'clock at night.
For the Zoom.
It's true. I would have fit right in with some of these wardrobe choices.
You would be right there. Yeah. But I was surprised to see Jeff Passan, like 35 minutes in, all of a sudden just Jeff Passan's just sitting on the Zoom.
Like, you get a bad link? What happened?
Asking a question. Here's a quick back and forth. I thought it was a good job by Passan trying to trap Breslow here. Before we wriggled out, here's that exchange.
Sam, Craig, can you guys explain what you want your identity, culture, and environment to be that it wasn't with Rafael Devers?
Yeah, I mean, I can talk about my experiences on championship caliber teams, and the unfortunately, I keep going back to this, but what it keeps coming to is this idea that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, that each individual is contributing and finding a way to help a team win, whether that is in the batter's box, on the pitcher's mound, on the bases, on defense, in the clubhouse, on the bench. It's the willingness to step up and sacrifice at times of need, and essentially kind of do whatever is necessary to help the team win. And I think that's the identity, this relentless pursuit of winning that we're looking for. It's the identity that the World Series championship teams had in the past.
So which of those was he not fulfilling?
Yeah, I don't think it makes sense at this point to kind of be overly pointed or critical. I think we failed to reach that alignment. It was a really strong fit here for a really long time, and then became evident that it had started to diverge. And so, I think best to identify it, own it, and act decisively to fix it.
The alignment was off. Clearly the alignment was off. That was one of the buzzwords last night, but he presents it in a way where we kind of know, like, it's Passan's follow-up. He just wanted to kind of get Breslow to say it, but it was pretty clear. If you're like, we want everybody kind of pushing in the right direction, and we want, guys to be like, put the team first kind of thing. But one of the things he does mention is, like, you got to help the team, and whether it's like in the batter's box or blah, 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 it's like, well, in the batter's box, he's doing it. So for the fans that are really pissed off, you would say, all right, not every guy is going to be the greatest teammate in the world.
He's kind of doing it. I mean, in the batter's box, like I would count that as like hustling down to first base. Like he's not really doing it even in that regard.
Yeah, but I would say as far as like socking dingers,
the production's been there.
And like, yeah, the OPS is good. He's having a good year. And like what you paid him for at the time, you didn't pay him for his glove at third base. So now he's not even doing that. You're paying him for his stick. And right now he's at least living up to that. He's not having any worse of a year. Like he's on track to like a normal Devers year, but it's all the other stuff. It's all the other stuff. They're like, hey, will you at least maybe think of the team? And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that.
I'm about
and
me.
They're like, all right, well then see you later.
In fact, Christian Campbell wants to play first base. I have a problem with him.
You're like, wait, what? I'm such a bad teammate. I hate good teammates even more.
And I have I have David Ortiz on mute.
Yeah.
I have a problem with Christian Campbell wanting to play first base. So, right, Passan just wanted him to say it. Good little trap by Passan. Yep. Like, hey, what'd you want for culture, this and that? I'm sorry, where did Devers not do it?
Yeah.
And it's like
he's just, like, what do you think?
He wanted him to say it, but to me, I think it was Kansas City. I think when John Henry got on a flight to go meet with him and he told the guy paying him $250 million, or he thought, $313 million total over the life of the contract. When he told that guy no, you're done.
Yeah.
You're out. What are we paying you for? What do you do? And I do allow for, you know, the idea that something happened this weekend against New York. Like, do you allow for that at all, where something behind the scenes that we don't even know about yet was why they rushed it? Because a couple of different times, you'll hear this later.
I think they've been talking about it a couple of weeks, and I think San Francisco is probably like, well, we're doing this or not.
Maybe. Or maybe they were like, San Francisco, this is the best we're offering, and then something happened with the Yankees this weekend, and they're like, fine, we'll take it. But Breslow acknowledged that the timing is not ideal. It was not good timing. And Breslow said that last night. He said it again this morning with Greg.
True.
Yeah, the timing wasn't great. So, look, I'm not telling you I know anything happened in New York, but let's see if that comes out. I don't like that they took the high road on that answer. I wish they let that fly a little bit more. And I'm curious when Devers talks if he'll let it fly at all.
I think he has a history of it. I think he will. It's a matter of like, is he going to be the it's behind me, I'm just going to move on, or is he going to sort of have a few shots in there? And you brought up a good point yesterday. This whole time where we've gone through a lot of Devers press conferences, he has had a Red Sox employee as the translator. He's not going to have that guy now. So I think if they're ripping the Red Sox, why would the Giants guy step in the way of that?
I don't care.
He's going to let it rip. So I am interested to hear what he has to say, too.
And don't forget, you can tune in for Alex Cora today at 5:15 on WEEI, WEEI Afternoons. 617-779-7937. I think it's fair to call the Devers trade an impactful one, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Just how impactful?
Oh.
We'll tier off the most impactful Red Sox trades since 2000, I want you to hear this, because I can.
What about the Pedro trade, you morons?
I can envision the text line just flooded with Babe Ruth texts and things like that. So no. Most impactful trades since 2000. We're gonna tier those off on a Tier Tuesday right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.